And now, from ARC to Microchip presents the National Audio Theater Festival production of Darwin, written by Michael Henry and Dwight Frizzell.
Sit in a field to see the lay of hopes and fears.
It is interesting to contemplate an entangled bank clothed with many plants of many kinds, with birds singing on the bushes, with various insects flitting about, and with worms crawling through the damp earth, and to reflect that these elaborately constructed forms, so different from each other and dependent on each other in so complex a manner, have all been produced by laws acting around us. These laws, taken in the largest sense, being growth with reproduction, inheritance, which is almost implied by reproduction, variability from the indirect and direct action of the external conditions of life, and from use and disuse, a ratio of increase so high as to lead to a struggle for life, and as a consequence, to natural selection, entailing divergence of character and the extinction of less improved forms. Thus, from the war of nature, from famine and death, the most exalted object which we are capable of conceiving, namely the production of the higher animals, directly follows. There is grandeur in this view of life with its several powers, having been originally breathed into a few forms, or into one. And that, if whilst this planet has gone cycling on, according to the fixed law of gravity, from so simple a beginning, endless forms, most beautiful and most wonderful, have been and are being evolved.
The line. Prepare Queen Amphitrite for our journey to the other half of the world.
Hail Neptune! Prepare Queen Amphitrite. Aye, Neptune's chariot has crossed the line.
Constable, the time has come. Bring on that set of devils. But first, bring on the philosopher.
Aye, sir.
We'll make a shellback of that polywog.
Aye, sir! Bring on Mr. Darwin!
Bring on Mr. Darwin!
Bring on Mr. Darwin!
We have crossed the equator. I have undergone a most disagreeable operation. About 9 o'clock this morning, we poor griffins, 2 and 30 in number, were put all together on the lower deck. The hatchways were battened down, so we were in the dark and very hot. Presently, 4 of Neptune's constables came to us and one by one led us up on the deck.
Yeah, that polywog Darwin! Who does he think he is?
Philos, prepare to meet Neptune!
Bind and gag him. It's time for his initiation.
I was the first, and I found this watery ordeal sufficiently disagreeable. Before coming up, the constable blindfolded me, and thus led along. Buckets of water were thundered all around.
Heave a bucket there.
Neptune, me lord of the watery domain, I present you Mr. Darwin.
Mr. Darwin!
Constable, Neptune commands you go and fetch that wretched scoundrel Darwin.
Fools, these slavers make a big sound trap.
Get him in again, lads. About Neptune, the great god, first I sing. mover of the earth and the barren sea, marine god, who possesses Helicon and broad Aegae. In two parts, Earthshaker, the gods assigned you your privilege to be a tamer of horses and a savior of ships. I salute you, Neptune, Earth Rider, Sable Hire. Keep your head well disposed, Blessed One, and assist those at sea. Hail King Neptune!
Hail Neptune!
Neptune's empire let us sing, at whose command the waves obey, to whom the rivers tribute pay, down the high mountain sliding. To whom the scaly nation yields homage for the crystal fields wherein they dwell. And every sea dog pays a gem yearly out of his watery cell to deck Neptune's diadem. The Triton's dancing in a ring before his palace gates to make the water with the echoes quake, like the great thunder sounding.
King Neptune has spoken! The devil shall walk the plank! Now bring him forward!
I was then placed on a plank, which could easily be tilted up into a large bath of water. They then lathered my face and mouth with pitch and paint, and scraped some of it off with a piece of roughened iron hoop. To my misfortune, the signal was given, and I was tilted head over heels into the water, where two men received me and docked me!
The floss is wet.
At last, glad enough, I escaped further punishment. Most of the others were treated much worse, dirty mixtures being put in their mouths and rubbed on their faces. The whole ship was a shower bath, and water was flying about in every direction. Of course, not one person, even the captain, got clear of being wet through.
Velos has now entered King Neptune's watery domain!
Neptune has spoken! All hail King Neptune!
Hail Neptune!
The sea nymphs chant their accents shrill, make every echoing rock reply unto their gentle murmuring noise. The praise of men